This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There's a reason why the next great collapse is going to be the worst collapse in human history, and it has everything to do with psychology and the changes in psychology. See, today's millennial generation, and yes, I'm going to point out a few areas of deficiency of millennials, they're not psychologically ready to handle stress or any kind of event that might contradict their belief system. They're not good under pressure. In other words, and in fact, when they're at universities today, you know, they set up safe space zones where they can cuddle teddy bears and so on. I don't know, play with candles and swing in hammocks and things. And it came out recently that 1 in 8 millennials doesn't know how to change a light bulb. A shocking number of them can't change a flat tire on a car, some like, I don't know, 75% or something. And there are many more examples of this where millennials lack hands-on knowledge in the real world, and they also lack the psychological fortitude to handle any kind of challenge to their reality. And I've witnessed this in person, by the way, when I was at the University of Austin in Texas, the UT campus, as part of gun rights. I was a journalist covering a gun rights demonstration, like a public theater demonstration put on by, what was it, Come and Take It Texas, that group. And I was there with a microphone and a camera, and I was reporting. And so there were guys walking around with rifles slung over their shoulders, which is totally legal in Texas. You can carry a rifle out in the open. It's not a violation of law, and there's no reason to panic. If, you know, guys just walking around, they got a rifle. Not a big deal. But the liberals on campus, well, wait a minute, let me back up. I shouldn't say liberals. The snowflakes on campus. I don't know if they're liberal or conservative. And this is more about the generation than about their politics. They tend to be liberal, but I'm not going to call them that as a definition. The snowflakes on campus totally freaked out. And I saw this one guy in particular. When he saw these other guys with rifles just calmly walking down the street and talking to TV cameras, like being interviewed on the news and everything, this young student, this UT student, was shivering, was physically shaking with fear. And he was dialing 911. Well, he was actually talking to the 911 operator. And he was saying that there's men with guns here at the UT campus. And it's like, yeah. They announced it, you moron. It was a press release. This kid was like, they're attacking, you know, like they're attacking the campus. And he was shaking with fear. I'm like, guy, this was a scheduled event, you know, and the news is here. They're covering, they're interviewing the guys. This is not an attack. So chill out. But it was a great demonstration of how these, millennials, the snowflakes who have to have their space, safe space zones, how they can't handle anything in reality. Which brings me back to the opening point here. When there is a crash, a collapse, a social chaos, civil war, I mean, who knows? North Korea could drop a nuke from an orbiting satellite and carry out an EMP attack on North America. When whatever happens, we don't know which one's going to break first. Right, grid down scenario, cyber war attack on a nuclear processing facility, you know, a failing dam, an earthquake drops California into the ocean. I don't know. It could be anything. Something's going to break. And the point is, when it does happen, the millennials are going to freak out, just totally freak. and they're going to freeze, and they're going to become a danger to themselves and the rest of society. And that's the underlying point to all of this. Now, my generation, when we grew up, which was, of course, before the internet, we were hands on everything. You know, all of us young boys, especially, we could fix bicycles. In our teens, we could fix cars. We working on car engines. And then we got into computers when computers came along. So we were hands on computers. We were programming. We were building things. We were in the real world. And girls, too, you know, they were in the real world, too. They had bikes, too. I mean, we would ride bikes in the neighborhood. Some girls on bikes and some of us guys on bikes, just bicycles, you know. And girls were hands-on a lot more then, too, compared to the way they are now. So everybody, you know, regardless of the gender, had more experience in the real world. And when things went wrong, we had some idea of how to solve problems, like how to physically solve problems. We knew how to, I don't know, build a log bridge across a stream, for example, and get across the stream or the river on foot. You know, we're out camping and hiking, you know, putting up a tent, taking down the tent, using a compass, doing some navigation, boiling some water, making some food, washing the dishes, you know, all the things that you need to do in the real world, taking care of animals, hands-on animals, you know, girls all wanted ponies and horses, and some of them got their horses. Us guys, we mostly had, like, dogs, you know? But we were hands-on. And as a result, we weren't freaked out by problems, because problems or challenges came along every day. You had to fix something. You had to repair something. You had to solve a problem. Today's millennials don't know how to do any of that. And that's why 1 in 8 of them can't change a light bulb. Literally. I'm not even making that up. That's in the science. It's in the science studies that the millennials can't change a light bulb. Oh, yeah, and a shockingly large percentage of them can't boil an egg. I'm not making it up. I swear, they can't boil an egg. How hard is it to boil an egg? You drop the egg into the water, and you boil the water. I mean, this is not rocket science, folks, but yet millennials can't figure this out. So, what it means is that when it hits the fan, whatever breaks first, the millennials are going to freak. They're going to freeze and shake and shiver with fear. They're going to demand. They're going to demand that they be rescued. They're going to demand your food supplies. They're going to demand that you disarm you, because your guns threaten them when you're defending your home against their attempt to socialize your stored food. Because after all, those who have more should give to those who have less. So that's their argument. Your food belongs to them, and they're going to distribute it, and your gun makes them feel unsafe. You see how this logic works with the millennials. So as this is happening, they're going to freak out, and there's going to be entire cities of them freaking out, of course, known as Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, I don't know, Chicago, New York City, for that matter, Boston, Philadelphia. I mean, just go down the list. Seattle, for God's sake. Portland, Oregon. These are all cities full of millennials who are going to totally freak out and not have any idea what to do because they have grown up in an environment where they never had to solve any problems or overcome any obstacles because everyone's a winner and everyone got a trophy for effort and no one kept score. And so nothing really mattered and they were kept comfortable and safe in their safe space zones provided by their parents and their teachers and their schools and their governments, come to think of it. So they're going to become the problem in any kind of a collapse scenario, and they're not going to know what to do. So what can you do? The answer is simple. Get as far away as you can from groups of millennials now, because it's not going to be a good place to be when it hits the fan. You need to be away from the cities, especially the liberal cities. Get away from the liberal cities. Get out into the country, if you can. Get away from these millennials. And don't worry, they won't be able to get to you because none of them have cars. So don't worry. And they don't even know how to siphon gas from another car, even if they had a car. Don't worry, they can't reach you. Most of them don't even know how to ride a bicycle, for that matter. So all you got to do is be more than walking distance away from millennials, and you're going to be just fine. That should be your goal. in preparation and survival planning and food storage and everything, just get like walking distance away from large groups of millennials and you'll be much better off. So you can check out more news on survival and preparedness at these websites, survival.news, and you might have guessed, preparedness.news. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Slight, a little bit of satire on this one, a little bit of humor, but hopefully making an important point that came across as well. I want you to stay safe and fully prepared. And if you have millennial children, I'm willing to bet that they're way more capable than the millennials that I've talked about here, right? Because you've raised them that way. So good job. Educate, inform, give children hands-on experience in the real world, and you and them will have a much greater chance of surviving whatever comes our way. Thank you for listening. Check out more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.